times, programs have a life of their own, and Elder Speak is one of those programs. Teresa and I had no idea what we were creating or even getting into when we sat down at the request of Rita Clark to create some program that brought the elders in our community forward so that we could begin to connect the generations and connect with the wisdom of our elders. So we just started without really having a very clear picture of what the program would be. And Elder Speak seemed to just blossom as we started bringing elders in. Our first year of Elder Speak was in 2015, and we had a stellar cast of elders to help us. They really actually guided us somewhat in the fact that they just really knew what they wanted to say and how they wanted it to appear. So these elders were Harriet Bullitt, Wendell George, Pamela Amos, Wilfred Woods, and Beth Pratt. I'll never forget the first meeting Teresa and I had was with just Harriet Bullitt and Beth Pratt. We were trying to explain our idea of bringing them up on a stage to connect with the community and answer any questions that the community might have. And Harriet looked at us like we were crazy and said, "You mean you want us to be the entertainment?" And we took a deep swallow and a big breath and said, "Yes, we do. We want you to answer the questions that people are longing to ask. We want you to share your wisdom." And they, like every elder we've spoken to since, immediately said, "What wisdom? We don't have any wisdom." And what we have found over the years is that most of us don't recognize our own wisdom. And the elders certainly haven't been encouraged in our society to come forward with their wisdom. They are often isolated in their own age group. So one of the gems of Elder Speak is that it's a way for the elders to actually bring that wisdom forward into our communities. And I remember when we first started, Hannah Butler, she said, "My grandparents are far away, and I have so many friends whose grandparents don't live nearby. And we need someone to ask those questions of, those everyday, what do I do about this questions?" And we long for those grandparents to ask that. And could you create a program that would make that possible? So that is Elder Speak. It is helping the elders of our community or of any community dive into their life experience to really look deeply into their own lives and their own experiences and bring out those gems, those wisdoms that are of benefit to all of us. I really believe that as we are able to hear the wisdom of our elders, our societies become more resilient. We have more depth. We have more of an anchor to lean into when times are difficult, as they are right now. So I know it's made a difference in my life. I have begun to honor my own life experience more just by seeing how valuable the life experience of the elders that I've spoken to are. And I've learned to laugh. I've learned to keep going when times are tough. I've learned to appreciate the value of friends, of music. It's countless. I can't even begin to name all of the riches that have come to me just from working with these elders these past 6 years. So it's a wonderful program. Like I said, it has really guided us. It's one of those things where Teresa and I look at each other and we're just stunned that we have worked with 25 amazing elders in our community at this point, and that they have stepped up in such a committed and strong way to share their life experience with us and our community. And the wisdom that they have brought is profound. So I really hope that the word can get out and more of our community can hear these elders, hear the wisdoms, hear the stories, and gain some of what I have experienced and gained from the program. Thank you.